today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Take a moment to say goodbye to the coal miner's daughter. Hi there, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of our podcast, Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you and thank you all for listening. We appreciate everybody who listens, whether it's once in a while or every day that we put out a show. And it always means a lot to us anytime you tune in. And always remember, you don't have to listen to them all. There's a lot of them. But the more you listen, the more we appreciate it, certainly. Today we're going to have a short but a somber episode on the passing of Loretta Lynn, the incredibly pioneering, trailblazing country artist, passed away on October 4th, yesterday, and the news spread across in the morning, and certainly the outpouring and tributes were very moving. Obviously, she influenced a tremendous amount of people all across the time she had been performing since the year 1960. At one point, I think it was last year, actually released her 50th album. I was reading an obituary in the Washington Post earlier, and there is a quote in there from Robert Ehrman, co-author of Finding Her Voice, A Study in Women in Country Music. He actually was interviewed by the Post in 2003, but they reprinted this quote. Robert Ehrman says, she was the groundbreaking female singer-songwriter in country music. Her songs were delivered from a drastically female point of view, and that had not been done before. Not the way she did it. Writing about women as they really lived, that was a breakthrough. And in 2016, Loretta Lynn told the Associated Press, it was what I wanted to hear and what I knew other women wanted to hear, too. I didn't write for the men. I wrote for us women. And the men loved it, too. And in an earlier interview with the Associated Press, she said, I could see that other women was going through the same thing because I worked the clubs. I wasn't the only one that was living that life, and I'm not the only one that's going to be living today what I'm writing. Loretta Lynn was born Loretta Webb in right near Van Leer, Kentucky. Sometimes she said it was a town called Butcher's Hollow, but that may have been a poetic license or artistic license. And she was born April 14th, 1932. She was one of eight children, and including her youngest sister, Crystal Gale, who was born Brenda Gale Webb. Crystal Gale, of course, had several country hits herself in her singing career. She married at the age of 15. I think in the book Coal Miner's Daughter, she said she was 13. And maybe they portray it that way in the movie, but it turns out she was actually 15 when that happened. Oliver Vannetta Doolittle Lynn, who she called Doolittle or Do. And they married and eventually made their way here to Washington State. Loretta was 7 months pregnant at the time. And in the year 1953, Doolittle bought her a Harmony guitar for $17. She taught herself to play the instrument and worked to improve her guitar playing and singing over the next couple of years. And by the time 1960 rolled around, I believe Loretta was already a mother of four children. She began to appear at a tavern in Washington with a band called Loretta and the Trailblazers, her brother Jay playing lead guitar. She cut her first record in 1960, Honky Tonk Girl. And her and Dew drove around the country promoting that record, taking it by hand to radio stations, playing concerts, and eventually it worked its way into the country music top 20. She became part of the Nashville scene, eventually migrated to the home of country music, and by the year 1962, she was actually a part of the Grand Old Opry. And not too long after that, she cut a couple of duet LPs with the great Ernest Tubb, including one song called Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be.
Now we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be. For oh so long I've loved you, I know that you loved me. But time moved on and we grew far apart. It's not the way I want it, but the judge has set you free. Although you're still the first one in my heart, I just don't understand. understand it, how people such as we could know the love that we have known, but somehow disagree. I hope that you'll be happy.
The same to you from me.
Now we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be.
She credited Patsy Cline as helping her out early on in her career to give her advice and served as a role model and mentor. Her first single on Decca Records was called Success in 1962, and it went straight into the top 10 and started a string of hits that lasted all the way up until the 1970s. Tunes you might know, Dear Uncle Sam was the first female country artist to write a number one hit when Loretta did that. Also one of the first to talk about the Vietnam War involvement from a female perspective. There was Don't Come Home A-Drinking with Lovin' On Your Mind, Blue Kentucky Girl, another fantastic song. You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, Fist City in the year 1968. You've Just Stepped In from Stepping Out on Me is another great tune.
You've just stepped in from stepping out on me. Stepped in from stepping out on me. You're not the faithful man I thought you'd be. Many nights I've wondered what you'd do if you caught me a stepping out on you.
She had a song in 1973 that was pretty controversial, and again took on another point of view from a women's perspective. The song was called Rated X, considered one of her most controversial hits, but it did make the top 10 and was actually eventually a number one hit. She had a song, another one called Love is the Foundation, and there's also a great song from 1975 called The Pill, one of the first songs to discuss birth control. And that song was the subject of a really, really good podcast on the Cocaine and Rhinestones podcast by our friend Tyler Mahan Coe. It's actually the second episode they released. So if you want to learn more about that, definitely go and check out Cocaine and Rhinestones 002. And also in the 70s, she formed a professional partnership with Conway Twitty, and they became really well known as a duo. They had five consecutive number one hits, including As Soon As I Hang Up the Phone, Lead Me On, After the Fire Is Gone, and of course, the great Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man.
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. And Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she wave from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Of course, in the year 1976, Loretta wrote a autobiography, published an autobiography, I should say, called Coal Miner's Daughter. And in the year 1980, it was actually made into a movie starring Sissy Spacek, Tommy Lee Jones, and Levon Helm does a fantastic job in that movie playing Loretta Lynn's father. She continued to tour and release records throughout the 80s and the 90s. In 1993, she had a trio with Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette called the Honky Tonk Angels, and that was another big success for Loretta. She produced a couple more autobiographical books later in her career. And in the year 2004, she released Van Leer Rose, an album produced by Jack White, where Jack White sang and played on that record. And that introduced her to another segment of audience that may not have known much about Loretta Lynn until Jack played with her. And that record also allowed her to get a lot of coverage in the alternative rock scene, the indie rock scene, for those who followed Jack. She also did a album with Willie Nelson and Elvis Costello, weirdly enough. Released her 50th album, Still Woman Enough, in the year 2021. And as we said, she passed just yesterday. And rest in power, Loretta Lynn. First Loretta Lynn album I ever bought. I bought sometime in the mid 80s. I was aware of Loretta, certainly from her radio hits. My mom listened to the country music radio station a lot, and I certainly knew a bunch of her songs. This album was on MCA. Was a part of the MCA Superstars at Super Savings, specially priced, like the mid-priced album, but it's got amazing hits on it. Don't Come Home with Drinking, with Loving on Your Mind, Before I'm Over You, If You're Not Gone Too Long, Dear Uncle Sam, The Other Woman, Wine, Women, and Song, You Ain't Woman Enough, Success is on here, The Home You're Tearing Down, Happy Birthday, and one that I used to put on tons and tons of compilations, Blue Kentucky Girl.
You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy set out to see the world. Remember when those city lights shined down? That big old moon shines on your Kentucky girl. I swear I love you by the moon above you. How bright is it shining in your world? Some morning when you wake up all alone, just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl.
And another favorite of mine is a record that came out in 1974 on the MCA label called They Don't Make 'Em Like My Daddy. And the title track of that one is really, really good. Also, the song Trouble in Paradise is great. And there's a good cover of Behind Closed Doors on there as well. There's so much good Loretta Lynn music. I mean, pretty much anything from the early days that you pick up is going to give you that great early country music feeling, that pioneering feeling that Loretta Lynn brought. She's made some great Christmas albums too. And, you know, anything that she did pretty much at any time is great. And certainly it's a sad time for us all, but it's a good time to reflect on what an incredible career she had, what a long and prosperous body of work that she put out there, and what a pioneer she was for so many women artists. I think you can certainly make the case that she influenced everybody, not only in country, but all kinds of other genres, too. I remember at one point stumbling upon a playlist that a couple of the artists in Slater Kinney had made of country music duets. And, you know, that's the kind of thing certainly that would inspire Loretta as well. And all the country artists and all the singers that have come before and since. I mean, just think of Margo Price, certainly hugely, hugely influenced by Loretta Lynn. And certainly that legacy, we hope, will live on and on. So we just wanted to take a minute to say rest in power, Loretta. Thanks for everything you did, all the records you made, and all the happiness you brought people across the world. If anybody out there has any specific memories about Loretta Lynn or any stories about her music or anything like that, feel free to share those with us. You can record a voice file and send it as an email attachment to rock@suburbspod.com. You can call our suburban party line, 612-440-1984. Or you can find us out on the social medias. We're out there everywhere at Suburbs Pod. Just drop us a quick note and we'll certainly take care of that. Anyway, thanks everybody for taking a moment to reflect with us on the life and legacy of Loretta Lynn. And I am Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say rest in power, Loretta, and we're going to go out with one more song. Talk to you tomorrow.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time.